you're sick in the morning that you realize that you start regretting your decision.
Yeah, but then like the next week you're like, oh, it's time to party. Fuck it.
Honestly, I was like, I could go for a beer. Like, I don't need shots, but like, I could go for a beer. And I'm like, oh no, I should.
Are you recording this? You guys
reminded me, so thank you. Because I really forgot.
No, I'm just saying, if you need to, I understand those weeks where it's like, damn, I need to chill the fuck out.
I don't have those weeks. You don't have those? I don't have those weeks.
No. We did Sunday nights.
Sometimes I have those months. It's like, yo, there's some certain months where I'm just like, yo, I need to chill the fuck out.
Watch your health.
Yeah, drink some lemon water. Green tea.
Yo, I remember I drank way too much lemon water in a hydro flask.
Oh, gosh.
I shat so much. I hope you did not record that.
Yeah, it's recording. Joe shitty ass.
Shitting rainbows.
It was a detox. We were on a break.
Yeah, you was all right, detox, you guys ready to get started?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to have a logo that says all right. It was a detox.
Wait, so how do we usually start this thing off?
We do an intro again?
Hey guys, how's it going? This is Otaku Cafe coming back at you again, episode 3. That's 3 if you're Haitian, French, or know any other language.
Trace.
I don't know why I thought Twa was 2. And I was like, it's too obviously.
Tell them your name, boy.
So I go by the name of Mello. Nice to meet you guys. I'm back. Mm. Who's next?
I'm Frankie, said it, but this mellow. Is Frankie Ocean in your ears.
Wow.
Go ahead, tell them.
Oh, God. This is Tati.
T-Nasty.
T-Nasty.
Ooh.
Ooh. She said that like that. She said that. Ah. Ooh, you're doing the outro. You're doing
she
it.
She ready to
start. She ready to
start. I'm not ready for that.
Oh, you ready to pod.
I mean, yes.
She ready to pod.
Move massive, baby. It's your boy Gray Saint Otaku BB in the building, but you could just say BB because it fits in your mouth easier. Yo, you know the vibes.
That's what he said.
Wow.
Oh God.
That was nice.
That was pretty smooth. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, that was good. So, what would you guys like to talk about first? Actually, how's everyone's day been? How's everyone's week
that's
been?
That's the most important part. I hope. Everybody listening has been having a great week, has been having a great month. I hope you're flourishing. I hope you're being hydrated. I hope you're staying hydrated this month and this year, honestly. Oh my God, this year's coming to an end.
It's about to be 20. This decade is coming to the end of the year. Like, this is a decade. Oh, end of a decade.
This is the end of a decade, and I'm still not shit. That's crazy.
I know,
that's
right? We still ain't shit.
Like, what did I do this whole year?
How is it an end of a decade? I'm not shit. Wow. What have I been doing with my
life? I mean,
you
have some really good accomplishments under your belt. You can say that.
I mean, I'm grateful.
Say Thanksgiving no more.
I'm grateful. I'm alive.
That's all that matters.
I can also add to that, I'm grateful.
I still... have the
but I have nothing else to add.
I still have the capacity to wake up in the morning and make some shit happen, so I am grateful.
Yeah.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember, every day is a new opportunity to change your life.
Honestly, I'm glad I still got my dick.
Wow. Oh wow.
Hey. That's the kind of podcast we doing today.
I'm just grateful.
Grateful. That is the
grateful for the meats.
I'm grateful for anime. How about that?
Yeah, we're grateful for good
grateful
anime.
Grateful for the meat
attached to me.
She's attached to me. Did anyone even hear that? She's like, yeah, I'm grateful for the meat. It's not attached to me. I see that. I see the vibe.
I feel like that's a good opening question. What's everybody's relationship status right now?
Oh wow.
Wow.
Barbara, you should go first.
You're just really going to ask. Yeah,
I know.
Barbette, Great Saint Otaku BB talking to you. I am single, ladies, as a Pringle. I ain't got shit going on, except for like my life and stuff like that. But like relationship wise, I ain't got shit going on. You know, what's up? What's going on? Let's talk about it for a second. Let's go out. Let's eat some chocolate Hershey's Kisses on a Sunday morning.
Are you
watch
potting?
It melt in between your fingers. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you potting.
You know the vibe.
Oh, you here to pod.
You know, okay. I'm here for the pod, baby.
Okay. What they about know you? What's up? Frankie Ocean. Swish.
I don't know. Y'all really gonna put a Scorpio on this. I am currently talking to someone.
So she's in a situationship.
Oh. I'm in a situationship.
I literally just tweeted the other day. I said no situationships all 2020.
Wait, what?
Those shits are stupid.
You're talking to someone, Frankie?
Not to yuck your yum.
And I'm not even trying to sound surprised, but you never gave me that vibe like, yeah, I'm talking to someone. You'd be like...
Because it's relatively new. I didn't think I was going to be open to
it. Oh, is this like out of nowhere?
Kind of.
Oh, those are the ones. Those are the tricky ones.
Kind of meaning this person isn't new to me.
Yeah.
But the relationship status might change.
But you know what I mean? It's like y'all just chilling, then all of a sudden you're like, damn, what's going on right now? Was it like that?
Why do you make me miss you?
Yeah.
Like that.
Ooh, that's crazy.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Like, as soon as you make me miss you, it's like...
Damn. I'm going to tell you right now, the reason why I'm deciding on no situationships in 2020 is because if I have a reservation, it's not happening.
Mm.
Period. If I have any reservations about you, this is not going to happen. That I'm no longer avoiding or ignoring red flags just because I'm lonely. That's just not going to happen anymore.
Ooh, okay.
There's just so much to prioritize before like jumping into it, because I'm Facts. Somebody who like jumps 100% into it. As soon as I say I'm in a relationship, that's it. I'm basically married.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, you just date. No, I'm in a relationship. He's mine. Like that.
I feel that.
What about you, Tati?
Single as a Pringle.
Yo, you know the vibes.
To be honest, I'm single and, you know, would like to start something, but it sucks because I feel like just this generation, they don't want to settle, or they talk to you, but then a couple months go down the line and they're not interested anymore. So that's how I feel. Yeah.
Mm. It feels like nobody's trying to build right now.
Nobody wants to build. They all want to be independent or
Frankie's all
whatever.
On the side like, oops.
It's crazy because it's like it just feels like people are more trying to occupy their time as opposed to actually creating something with somebody. Mm-hmm. Because realistically speaking, right, if I'm trying to build something with you, I have to know things like, what's your credit score? What's your plan on trying to change your credit score? What are you trying to own in the next 5 years? You know what I mean? To me, that's actually a serious commitment as opposed to, oh, we're just going to figure this out. I'm not with the whole let's figure this shit out. Either we're in a relationship, we fucking,
yeah, like I said,
or we're cool.
Basically married.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. We're either relationship, fucking, or we're cool. That's it.
Yeah. I was kind of in that middle for a good minute, like a while.
No,
Which is why I could say that I was single.
Look at that growth. I respect it.
Thank you.
I love growth.
What about you, Mello?
Yeah, Mello.
Yeah.
Everybody tilt their head like.
Wow, that's crazy. I didn't think. So for me, I am single.
Why do you say that so disappointed?
You hesitated.
I only hesitated because I'm a hopeless romantic. So I would want to be in a relationship, but at the same time, like, I'm not going to sit down and just take anybody. I've reached a certain point now where, like, I want a girl that not necessarily likes my interests, but, like, can we, like, support each other? If you don't watch anime, it's fine. If I find a girl that watches anime, I'm done.
Right, I'm
especially
sorry.
If she likes me, I'm out the game. But I feel like, and I'm only speaking from a guy's perspective, like, ever since I was growing up hollering at girls, I've always shot my shot. I've always asked questions. I'm always like, I want to get to know you. So now I'm like 27. I'm just like, you know what? And it's kind of bad now because I have a habit of not texting people because I'm just like, I've always messaged people first. So now it's like, if people really want to talk to me, they'll hit me up. So
Facts.
If people want to shoot their
That's
shot at me, they can
that.
Shoot their shot at me. Because I'm not going to not
Facts.
Let you shoot your shot. I just don't know if you want to.
Facts.
Because I've always shot my fucking shot. I'm tired.
Facts.
I'm fucking tired. I'm fatigued, if anyone's Haitian.
Yeah. But I feel the same way. It's just...
Yeah, that's all it is. And
I'm straight.
You know? I'm
and
cool.
On top of that, it's like, it's crazy because... Your 20s, you're really just figuring out a lot of shit.
I really
don't have time for another person right now. I don't have time to figure out my shit and then also figure out your shit.
Yeah, and that's the thing with, like, relationships, like, that talking phase. I mean, obviously, it's not supposed to go on for too long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
However, if there's things that need to be addressed before you're in a relationship, the last thing I want to be is stuck.
Yeah.
Because
I see people stuck, and I'm just like, I don't want to be that. I don't want that. I want to be able to grow myself first.
Preach.
Then I want to see what you have.
Preach.
And then see if it fits. Because like you said that you didn't mind if somebody didn't watch anime. And like, yeah, that's a deal breaker for me. Because really? I talk about anime all day long.
Yeah.
So if I'm talking about it and you're just like, oh, that's cool. No, I need you to be able to be like, to dialogue with me. Like,
honestly,
that's true
anime,
too.
Surprisingly enough, because no offense, but I feel like I watch and read more anime and manga than everybody in this room. Anime is actually not a deal breaker for me. It's actually not.
It's not for me. I mean, it's just like, can I like you enough for you to be here?
That's all it really is. That's the thing. If you don't watch anime or read manga, you have to be bringing something interesting to the table.
Yeah, you gotta. Yeah. You can't bore me.
You can't be. I'll get bored very quickly. You need to bring some to the table.
Exactly. Like, I'm not really a. I'm not a big believer of like opposites attract. I really don't believe in that. But I can understand if someone doesn't have the same interests as you, but you guys like each other because you like each other's personalities.
So, for example, if I'm dating a girl, she's not really into anime, but she's a secret agent. Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Like, that's fire. You know what I mean? Like, we don't really have a lot in common, but, like, that's dope.
If you connect, that makes sense.
If she pulls out the strap and then shoots a guy that's trying to kill me, oh, my nipples is hard right now.
I agree.
Oh, shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I agree with that.
She don't need to, like, anime to turn me on. You know what I mean? It's just, it's definitely a bonus because we'll have so much to talk about because I'll always be right and she'll always be wrong. But, like.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Do you hear that, future wife of Barbette?
You know, this is actually a great segue. Yeah. Since you mentioned this, Frankie, what is a deal breaker for you guys when it comes to trying to be with someone?
Ooh.
I hate.
Ooh, Tati laughing. She got something up her sleeve. Her sleeves are rolled.
Tati, I'm going to let you go first.
No.
I have a prediction before we start, right? Yeah. I have a prediction that everybody's deal breaker they're saying right now, they either have already ignored or they're going to ignore.
Facts.
Continue, though. People always do it because, again, loneliness is scary. It's actually genuinely scary. Being lonely, that shit will fuck you up. But continue. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Who would like to go first?
I guess Frankie's going. Okay. I keep looking. I feel like a deal breaker for me would be if you were, I'd say boring. If you have absolutely nothing, like, that's why I say, like, anime is, it's like a deal breaker because, like, that's what I like to talk about. If you can't talk about movies, I like Disney. You don't gotta love Disney, but I love Disney. You gotta be willing to sit with me through a movie.
I'm sorry, you gotta love Disney.
You gotta love Disney.
Anime is not a deal breaker for me, but, like, you gotta love Disney. If you don't love Disney, it's because you literally like to kidnap
because people
children.
Will pretend to like anime. Like, I get it, like, you're trying to bag me, whatever, but I'm like, but, like, we gonna sit on a couch and what?
And do what?
That's what I'm saying. What happens when I bring up an author?
Yeah.
Now what? You're gonna be like, who's that? I don't know.
What if,
like,
they only know Naruto and Dragon Ball Z?
I'm trying to slide.
God, get the fuck out.
And it's not even super. They only know Z.
They only know Dragon Ball Z. They don't know Dragon Ball. They don't know GT. They don't know Z.
And they're not open to it. That's what it is, too. Because it's like, it's been here forever. You just weren't open to it.
And that's another thing, too. If you're an anime person, every single person has watched Akira. So if you're like, I'm obsessed with anime, and then I'm like, you watched Akira, and you're like, no, then you're not an anime person. I'm sorry.
Frankie, why are you making that face?
Because I am not that big on shonen.
No, but you know what it is.
Akira is not shonen. It's shoujo.
Yeah.
But I'm saying,
Akira?
Though. But
Akira is shoujo.
It is not shoujo.
Akira is shoujo.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It
no, but look, right?
It literally has sex.
Just watch it.
It literally is an adult theme. Murder. Yeah. It's shoujo.
But the thing is,
like, shoujo is girly, y'all. Shoujo is romance and, like, love and friendship.
No, I thought shoujo was literally adult men.
Shonen.
No, shonen is children, like teenage boys. That's what shonen is.
Are you trying to do like the... Yeah, like shonen is like boys, teenage... Like,
yeah, so shonen is
genre.
Things like Naruto, Black Clover, One Piece.
Okay, give me some examples of what you think shoujo is.
Berserk, Monster, Akira.
All right, hold up. Let me type in shoujo for you on the internet.
Like, even with the person that watches anime, you know what Akira is though, right, Frankie?
I do.
Yeah, or like Princess Mononoke.
There
Everyone knows that.
Thanks, Tokyo.
That's like saying, like, you don't
Think
know what Inuyasha
Princess
is.
Power. I want you to think.
Or no one watch, or no one knows who Sailor Moon is. Like, what are you talking about? God. Princess Tutu. Like, you're gonna tell me you love anime and you don't know who Sailor Moon is? There's just a lot of things that, like, you just gotta be like, come on.
Oh, Pokemon. Or they say, or, like, yeah. Like, oh, I know Pokemon. I know anime. Pokemon's anime.
Yeah. Or they'll be like, I love the Last Airbender.
Oh my god.
And you're like, that's not an anime.
Cardcaptor Sakura. Think there.
But they'll say whatever they can, though, to talk to you. Yeah. And it's fine. I just wish they were better at it.
I'm so sorry. I don't know why. It's because I've been drinking. Senin. That is the type.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Senin. There you Akira go. Is Senin type, which is my favorite type, is Senin.
Oran, kiss, kiss, fall in love.
Oh,
Oran. Kiss, kiss, fall in love.
Oran Host Club is fire.
It is. Oh, you watched it?
Of course.
See, that's shoujo.
Yes, that is shoujo.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why I mixed up shoujo and Senin.
You said like Berserk.
Far from it.
Far.
Like, you see the image I'm pulling up, and then he says, spectrum.
Even like the artist palettes, it's totally different. Again, the light palettes.
Just so everybody, this is a perfect teaching moment for everybody who is just as like fucked up as me. Senin is literally dark adult anime.
Mm. Mm. So it's Tokyo Ghoul Senin?
No, it's actually shonen.
It is?
Shonen? It's still shonen. Wow. Because he's a teenage boy.
I see. Oh, okay. That is true.
Teenage boy.
That's like one thing I overlook in Tokyo.
So when they say things like shoujo, senin, shonen, that's actually specifically geared towards the target audience, right? So Berserk is not going to be targeted at teenage boys because teenage boys don't want to be like Guts because his life sucks.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's true.
As an adult male, you're looking at Guts and you're like, this is a complex character. And my mind is developed enough to know that this is a complex story with real life themes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, like nonfiction.
Exactly. But it's still science fiction, but it still has like a lot of like real life human conditions.
That's true. Okay.
Where it's like your best friend's fucking your girl kind of situation. You're like, oh, damn.
That's crazy.
You're just going to fuck my girl in front of me, bro?
And he's like, yeah.
He's like, bro, you're lucky this bitch ass demon's holding me back.
I'm gonna get y'all on.
You know what? Fuck this shit. I'm cutting off my arm.
No.
I'm gonna fuck you up, bro.
I'm gonna get you there.
No.
Yes.
You'll never get me there.
I will get you there.
Where are you trying to get him?
To shoujo.
Shoujo's actually really great.
Sit you down and let you watch it. He's like, first you tried the slice of life.
So is, and now you're trying with the shoujo.
Is Clannad technically shoujo?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that is.
Clannad and Clannad After Story, phenomenal series.
Pass.
Anything that you consider has, like, emotions, deals with friendship that isn't necessarily violent, gory.
So, is all slice of life technically shoujo then?
It might be, yeah.
Yeah. I would consider it.
Yuck.
Well, shoujo is kind of, like, closer to, like, has, like, some romance slice of life aspects. Like, otherwise, it's kind of in this limbo right in between.
So, for example, have you guys ever watched the anime Nana?
No.
Nana, I would consider shoujo. I've literally watched it in Shoujo Beat. Read it as a manga in Shoujo Beat.
Yeah, I feel like Nana would technically be shoujo.
It is a magazine for shoujo.
Well, never watched it, so.
You never watched Nana?
I don't watch Slice of Life.
Nah.
I'm sorry. Nana was fire.
Nana was fire. It was very grungy.
Yeah.
Like, half very, grungy, very grungy, half not that grungy.
I've even been getting over, like, the overpowered animes recently, because they're just like, okay. Like, there's nothing on my seat. I watched High School Prodigies. I was like, the fuck is this?
And then I liked it, except there's just so much fan service, I really couldn't watch it.
Yeah, anymore, like, it was way too much. And then I watched the other one. I watched Demon School, right? And I was watching the first episode, and I was like,
shoujo.
What? So then I was like, whatever.
I don't know, wait, if it has,
I left it alone. And then I watched another one called...
Hold on, I'm so sorry. We've gotten way off
track. I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be rude.
Oh, no, I was going to say one last thing. The only thing that I like that's isekai right now, his name is like Isekai Cheat Magician. That one's actually not bad.
That's actually really good.
That one's a pretty good one.
Very, that's very actually
good
not series. Bad. But anyways...
I wasn't expecting it to be good.
I wasn't expecting it either. Way better than those two. But anyways, back to what we were saying.
Turn off.
What is one for you? What is one thing
smoking
you will not
cigarettes.
Tolerate?
Yeah, that's gross. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not gonna say that's gross because every guy that I didn't smoke. So
see what I just said? What did I say?
We've all broken it at some point.
Yeah.
Remember, I said
you did say
it. Well, I mean, they're life lessons. They're deal breakers now for a reason.
Yes, but I'm telling you right now, you've either broken it now or you're going to break it later.
Oh. So, like, you can't say never. That's what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
And that's what it is.
Because I've definitely dated somebody who, like, didn't share any interests, was literally, like, kind of just after me for the idea of me, and I was like, nah.
Mm. Instagram.
Which is why, you know, people will like me. I'm just like, I kind of can't.
Yeah.
That's not real.
Nah. Hold on.
What's not real?
That's not real.
I'm not real. Am I really here?
Am I not here?
I'm glad you
bro,
did that.
I guarantee you that's like a.
We met him at the baby concert. You're so annoying.
We're on a podcast and you can catch everything. I don't know
You're
why
you're
so annoying.
With
me.
You already know.
Oh
the vibe,
my god,
bro.
That's funny.
So, all right.
Funny niggas.
Did she come with that milkshake?
Tati.
Okay. Well, I mean, she kind of stole mine in a sense. Because
what's yours?
Just not the boredom part or just like not having anything in common, but somebody actually
being
ugly. No, I've dated ugly, so
why?
It has nothing to ugly. Me, it has nothing to do with how like
for
your
what?
Looks. It doesn't. I dated a guy for 7 years and I hope he's not gonna be listening to this. And
it's okay. Just let it out.
I dated a guy for 7 years and
you weren't that
also
attracted.
I was not really like sexually attracted to him. We barely had sex. We had sex once a year.
So what were you with, him for?
I was there with him because of his personality.
His personality is not good if you're only having sex with him once a year.
His person, I mean.
Was it long distance?
No, we were together every single day.
That's disgusting.
Oh. So you were just
I'm
with
sorry.
Your best
I have
friend.
To be around somebody who could fuck my mind too.
Yeah.
You were with somebody for 7 years.
Yes.
Only had sex once a year.
Yeah.
Liz, your face.
Yeah,
the most animated person here.
But no, so it.
You
it,
said
it's,
you're with him for his personality. His personality's trash.
No, because he liked the same things I liked. He liked anime. He liked video games. He liked everything
so
that I liked.
So he was your friend.
I guess pretty much. But
that's it. That doesn't mean you guys were supposed to be together.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to yuck you up.
But no, my turn off or something that I would definitely say no to would definitely be somebody who does not like what I like and also rejects it or tells me that I need to grow up.
Oh, no. That's a very, very important point.
Yeah.
Saying like, see, and I've been saying it all night.
That's a really
don't,
good one.
Don't yuck
one.
My yum.
Yeah.
Do not yuck my yum.
Yeah.
So if I like something, don't tell me I'm like disgusting, weird, or childish for liking it. Just accept me for who I am.
Yeah.
And I'll accept you for who you are.
I mean, I had, I dated a guy who really did not like anything that I liked, would not talk about Disney, would not let me watch Disney movies. I had over like 300.
Canceled.
Huh?
What?
Canceled.
Yeah, I know. I had
canceled.
Over 300 like Funko Pops.
Canceled.
He made me get rid of them, sell them, and give him the money because he thought he was entitled to
you
it.
You should have gotten rid of him. You should have gotten rid of him.
Is he still alive?
He is still alive.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I know. So that's definitely a deal breaker for me.
John, what's your deal breaker? I am so sorry. You just put that nugget in your mouth.
You yes, wow. Okay, so a deal breaker for me when it comes to being with someone is I want to completely be myself. No matter where I am, no matter what occasion I'm at, and no matter whatever the fuck I'm doing. So with that being said, I like to make weird noises. I like to say stupid ass shit. Unless I'm at my family cookout or your family cookout and I don't know them, obviously I'm not gonna wild out. But for the most part, I'm sarcastic as fuck and I like to wild out. And I dealt with one woman that just didn't like certain things that I used to do. And to this day, she's not here because of that. So I think it's like, I just want to be myself. And if you can't give me that, then I'm not going to be here. That's it.
Aw. All right, we got to start talking about anime. So
should we?
With all these deal breakers, is there a relationship in anime that you would consider goals?
Never.
Never?
No.
Bro, I'm going to tell you right now, I love anime. I love anime right now. But a lot of it is weird, toxic, and disgusting.
Yep.
So, for example, Bon and his fairy girlfriend who has the body of a 12-year-old girl. That shit is weird, yeah, disgusting, and uncomfortable.
That is very uncomfortable.
That's just me, though. Don't get me wrong. I think Bond is fire. I think his character design is dope. I think everything about his character is dope. But the fact that he's literally kissing on a girl who has the body of a 12-year-old while he's like this 6'2 grown-ass man, weird. Mm-hmm. Not here for it.
Mm. Mm.
Actually, I was going to say Naruto and Hinata, but no.
No, not at all.
Trash. Trash.
If there's any relationship that was goals in Naruto, I would think it was, never mind, I got to backtrack because I can't know anybody's name.
I can give you another trash one.
Still a trash one.
That would be Levi and Gajio, because Gajio would be like, don't touch me, bitch. And she's like, I love you. And I'm like, what is that?
Trash.
And then she would stay with him, and she's like, that's my man's. And then he's over here like,
or Natsu and Lucy.
Oh,
Natsu, I love you, I'm gonna go fuck someone up.
Yeah. or don't forget the famous Vegeta Bulma when they were first together.
This thing would be like, hold on. Let's pause real quick.
They've gotten better.
Vegeta was toxic love.
Vegeta was toxic in the beginning, yeah, but that's because Bulma wanted some bad boy dick.
Yeah. She definitely did.
Bulma wanted some bad boy dick.
She wanted criminal out-of-space dick.
She was like, oh, you killed everybody in a planet at once? Yo, what's that dick about?
No, she was, though.
You murder people?
Mm-mm.
Yo.
But.
Look at my panties, bro.
But Bulma, I gotta give her credit because she made that nigga grow up. Not a lot of women can make niggas grow up.
She trapped him.
Bro.
She trapped him.
She started off by giving stuff to help him, right? And he was like, I don't even like this bitch. Bro. Like, yo, but she used to be like, oh my God, you again? Like, he used to hate her guts.
On dogs, but in the bedroom, she was like, family. You the prince of this pussy, right?
Yup. Started having a family. This nigga Barris came, smacked his wife. He's like, you touched my bitch. What?
I ain't never seen Vegeta claim no one in his
ever.
Life.
Ever.
Suddenly he gets a girl pregnant. Don't touch my bitch, dog.
Ever.
Get my child.
Mm-hmm.
Vegeta definitely grew, aka character development.
Good character development.
Mm-hmm. Good character development.
I wanna see.
You know who hates his bitch too? Sasuke. Sasuke.
I feel so bad.
Yo, Sasuke.
He legitimately stabbed her in the chest.
She just gonna forget about that. They did a time skip where they went back, but I mean, like, did you see what your mom went through?
Bro,
before
this man looked in Sakura's face, he's like, I am not good for you. She's like, I love you.
She's like, I swear to God, I'm gonna kill him.
Yo, every girl ever. It.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's every girl.
Friend zone.
I'm just
Naruto.
Trying to change you.
Uh-huh.
What
change.
Happened? Naruto ended up becoming Hokage, and she ended up with the village regent.
Sakura is that girl that's like, man, fuck this nigga. I ain't got time for this bullshit. Sasuke pull up. I'm outside. She jump right out of the house. That's their relationship. This nigga does not care about her.
All
right,
I found it. Asuma. Boom.
Asuma and Kura and I didn't have a relationship on screen. I'm not hearing
I
that.
Know it's there, though.
There's literally, before we even got to see a relationship, Asuma died.
Facts. And he's a trash ninja.
He was dead, and then we found out later, oh, BT-dubs, he got that girl pregnant. And he smoked cigarettes. Gross.
Oh, the cigarettes part? That's what it is for you?
Yeah, he smoked cigs. That's
he
disgusting.
He smoked cigarettes. That's gross. Not to yuck anybody.
He deserved to die. He smoked cigarettes. Just kidding, guys.
What about Red Hot?
You'll die eventually.
Carbonero and Mewtwo.
See, that's what I thought.
No?
No. Why not?
Why not?
They're toxic. They're both toxic.
Who? Okay. Who?
Red Hot.
Mewtwo and...
Red Hot lady.
Damn it, I keep forgetting.
Oh, yeah.
She was abusive.
First of all, Mizukage, right? Fire water chick?
No. We're talking about the fourth
Naruto.
Okage
yeah,
and,
fourth
his,
Okage.
And his mom.
Naruto's
oh.
Nice.
Okay, yeah, I don't know.
Literally, she was mad abusive. He would literally walk into a situation and be like, hey, I'm sorry I'm late, but I came here to save your life. She'd be like, you're a bitch.
Yeah.
You're a bitch, your mom's a bitch, your father's a bitch. Don't ever look at me again. Come fuck me, though. Like, what?
This is like, that sounds really romantic. I don't know what's wrong with that.
There's nothing romantic about that.
Toxic.
Literally, toxic. Every time I look, and it was crazy, and it, I loved it because that's so real life. You literally see the wildest chicks with the calmest dudes.
They need a rock.
And it's like, the dude, he just comes into a situation, literally will do all the work, save the day, and she'll be like,
did you do the dishes?
You came late. What? I'm sorry.
Yeah, she was from the hood.
Definitely was.
She came like in like kindergarten, ready to smack some ears.
I'm trying to really think of like relationship goals right now. Ooh, I actually know. Have you guys ever watched an anime called History's Strongest Disciple Kenichi?
Wait, yes, I think I'd have.
Sort of.
I think so. Hey Siri.
She said, hey Siri. So my relationship goals, and this is great Saint Otaku BB talking, my relationship goals would definitely have to say Kenichi and the superhuman granddaughter. They ended up having a daughter together.
Really?
They did. Wait, if you haven't read the manga, I am so sorry, spoiler alert. But yes, they end up having a daughter together. The reason why I love this series is because, so just a little backstory. So Kenichi is this young boy who wants to take on martial arts. So he enters this school that has 5 different masters with 1 grandmaster. The grandmaster has a granddaughter, and the grandmaster has
buns.
No, the grandmaster has never been defeated before, ever. And his one rule is, if you want to date my daughter, you have to beat me in a fight. Mind you, Kenichi's never won in a fight, ever. Ever. Like, he's never even taken martial arts. So he takes his entire life to train until the very, 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 very last episode, like the last page of the manga, he ends up like marrying the granddaughter and having a child with her. And I was like, ooh, the character development in that series is spectacular, not only for the main character but even for the side characters.
That's good.
That's my relationship goals. What about you guys?
I definitely wouldn't want any of those relationships in anime, to be honest.
You watch shoujo though.
Yeah, but they're just not realistic.
They aren't. Which is why anime is great.
Yeah.
Okay, this one looks familiar. This does look familiar. Oh, I got married? Shit.
Classic. Did you spill the fries?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Did you spill fries?
Oh, it's like 2 fries. Y'all make it sound like
just 2. Swing them nuggets, B. Swing them. All right, so we need to get into the next segment.
What about you guys have questions from people?
Oh, that's right. We do have questions.
There's literally 2 nuggets left.
So today we have questions from our viewers. So does anybody, before I go, does anybody else have questions
from their viewers? Yeah, no, I definitely have a couple.
Oh, you have a couple. You
know, yeah,
we'll save you for last then if you got a couple. I got one.
All right.
I only have one question from one of my viewers. How do you already have a fan base?
Oh, well, I mean, it's just like people who...
Popular.
No, wow. Just people like ask me and I'm like, oh, I'll save it for the next podcast.
See what happens?
Tati, you bad
bitch. It's because Tati's plugging in everything. She's like, ooh, I like gaming. I like anime. Mm-hmm. I'm an artist.
I see the cleavage. Right. I see the cleavage with the Charizard. I see you.
And she's like
Lil Zar. She's like, it's a Lil Zar. Look at her. Look at her poking her Michelle poker back.
I'm all sitting over here like flat justice. Oh my God.
We're all sitting here flat chested.
I'm not flat chested.
All right. So the first question from our viewers is, which archetype of anime character gets you the most hype?
What do you mean, like, in terms of the person? Like, who he is?
Archetype. So, which specific character archetype? So, is it the hot-headed main character?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
okay.
Which archetype is the one that, like, always gets you the most hype in every series?
feel like it's the goofy one for me because he's usually the person who's like least likely to have it, and I'm just like, surprise me. I know you can. Go ahead, do it.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like the cool aloof.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say.
The one that pushes up his glasses in class, like.
That's not Ida because he's ass.
Don't disrespect Ida like that.
Ida versus Rock Lee. Anyways, so
they're the same character.
No,
they're not.
No, they're not. Rock Lee.
Rock Lee would wax that nigga.
Oh, Rock Lee. Yes, he would.
Rock Lee is a fucking wizard because literally Naruto is a bunch of fucking magic wizards.
Yes.
That's not even a fair contest. Tenten could fucking wax people in My Hero Academia.
Yeah, she could.
That's like saying, oh, who's gonna win? Krillin or Rock Lee? Obviously Krillin.
Krillin would wax his
Krillin's
shit.
Krillin's gonna wax everybody in Naruto because, again, people in Dragon Ball Z are fucking absurd.
I love this so much.
Okay, my favorite archetype character.
No, eat it now while it's
before. So, I always like the humble characters. But always like the humble characters that knows, like, this is what I know I can do, and this is what I'm going to do to become better. So that's the reason why I like characters like Kirishima from My Hero. But I don't like how he's like, I'm a man. I don't like that whole stupid man aspect. I'm manly, be a man. Like, that shit's stupid to me. But I like the whole, you know, pride, honor, continuing to work, realizing that, you know what, around my peers, it looks like I don't have a good quirk. But this shit's about to be a problem, though. I like those type of characters.
That episode really did it.
Yeah, that episode did it for me. And
Hardening Infinite.
Yeah, like for real.
That's how I wake up in the morning.
Facts. And that's why. Infinite Hardening Jutsu.
Infinite Hardening.
That's a crazy jutsu, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like characters like that because, like, he brings me to, like, Kirishima. He brings me to Rock Lee because, remember, they were like, the odds are stacked against him. And he's like, y'all didn't even let me try, my nigga. Like, let me try. And that's why I like characters like that. As long as you try, I will always give him that. So those are my type of characters.
What about you, Frankie?
I thought I already did.
Yeah.
What was your archetype that you both picked?
It was kind of like a half and half because I always liked those characters that, like, didn't really know that they were powerful.
Mm.
And is usually joking about it. And they're like, oh, snap. Yeah, I can do this.
Okay.
That character. Usually the protagonist.
Yeah. Okay, so for me, cool. I like characters like Sasuke, to be honest.
Yeah, that was the other half.
Yeah, that was the other half.
That was the other half, though.
Gross.
I hate Sasuke characters.
Not to yuck your yum, but gross.
Okay.
I hate Sasuke. I hate Bakugo, like...
I mean, yeah. You know those girls, they were like, oh my god, Sasuke.
Yeah.
That's you?
Yeah.
So wait,
I wouldn't
be
in his grill or anything.
So you'd be
like,
oh my god, Sasuke. But then Itachi walked by and you're like, Itachi though.
That's exactly how it would sound.
That's the
conversation.
So if y'all would be like, honestly, like, if either of them holler at me, like, I'm like, what's up?
Is your brother home?
I like characters that are just undisputably a beast. So characters like Itachi from Naruto.
Gildarts.
See, he was like somebody who's like
from Fairy Tail.
You wouldn't know he was that powerful unless you really saw him in action.
Stein from fucking Soul Eater.
Oh my god.
Oh my. Yes. Definitely.
Urahara Kisuke from fucking Bleach.
Mm-hmm.
I love those characters that are literally geniuses and undisputable beasts.
I agree with that. Those guys are cool too.
Urahara Kisuke is Hat and Clogs.
Oh, that guy.
See,
I'm horrible at names.
I'm amazing.
Like, ask me in real life.
I'm amazing with this shit. But literally, I always like the characters that are undisputable beasts. One of the few times I can remember where the main character was an undisputable beast was Berserk. Because Gut is an undisputed beast.
You know who else is an undisputed beast?
The Slayer of 100 Men.
Fucking Toma from Irregular Index. He said, yo, I'm going to touch this. Everything is nullified.
Canceled.
He murked Accelerator. No one touched Accelerator.
He invented cancel culture with his hand.
Fact. Cancel. This nigga got out of a genjutsu with someone else's genjutsu.
Yep.
If you guys haven't watched Irregular Match Index, fire.
So it's a series.
What's the first one?
There's multiple series. So there's a certain magical index, and then there's a scientific railgun.
Scientific railgun is the one I meant to say. Sorry.
And then there's the latest one with Accelerator. It's a certain super-powered Accelerator, I think.
Yeah. I think I'm watching that third one, then.
Oh, then you just skip.
So I'm going to spoil alert because I love Toma a lot. There was a boss, right? This dude's power was so broken. He's like, yo, anything I think, you're going to feel it, and you're just going to just die. And Toma was like, damn, I have this arm that can cancel, but he canceled it in his, like, genjutsu. And he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take that bite and make it look like I beat him. This nigga mind fucked. A mind fuck. Are you... what? And he only had... oh, my God. It was such a good anime. And then he snuffed the Accelerator. Accelerator was like... you can't beat me. I'm like, bow. He's like, what? I'm bleeding? Nigga, shut up, bitch. Yo, he literally whooped Accelerator's ass. And no one could touch Accelerator. Oh,
and that was that was the beauty of it, because Accelerator realized, like, in like actual physical combat without my powers, I'm trash. Actually nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And which then also brings out around too.
Beating the brakes off that boy. Yo, it was crazy. And Accelerator was like this skinny little wimpy kid who was like so powerful, but as soon as he got punched in the face, he was like, what?
He's like, I'm not bleeding. Good.
What is this?
So, Tati, you said you have a few questions from your fans?
Yeah, my fans.
Go through your fan mail.
Was that the Nasty Brigade?
Ooh. Oh, stop. Okay.
The T-Nasty Brigade. Ooh.
TNB.
Ooh. Okay, all right. So, one question. He says, can I ask you guys for recommendations for getting into anime when my only experience is watching DBZ as a kid?
What'd I tell you?
Death Note.
Death Note for like a first timer anime person.
Death Note gets everyone.
Okay.
Death Note does get everyone, but Death it Note also always kind of throws some people off too.
It does. I was going to say, we'd have to recommend him something that's also flashy and isn't as time consuming with flashbacks and stories.
Okay.
So Death Note works because it's a story. If he's looking for a story, then yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to say, if he wants to see something flashy real quick, get into anime, I was going to recommend One Punch because it's a standard.
Yes. I would not recommend One Punch.
I was going to recommend One Punch. Why not?
One Punch is definitely entertaining, but it's not a way to enter the anime universe because One Punch is more troll than it is anime.
Oh yeah, I guess
so.
Yeah.
So anime,
you kind of already have to be accustomed to like the Japanese like culture.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like One Punch is like good for like your 10th anime. Once you've like understood that anime is about like troll and exaggeration, watch One Punch. You're gonna have a fantastic time.
But I don't want to give him something too strong to digest because I feel like Death Note, you have to really watch it.
I would say another one, Attack on Titan. Great entry.
Attack
anime.
On Titan can work. Yeah.
I want you to watch an anime that's going to grasp you and make you feel something.
My Hero can do that.
Depends don't think on so. The person. And that's what I'm saying. That's why I say Death Note. So if somebody didn't grow up watching anime, that means they probably didn't watch a lot of nerd shit in general.
That's true.
So if you didn't watch nerd shit, that means I like Death Note because Death Note isn't super powered, it's literally just people to people. It's conversation, it's intelligence, it's like, it's a mind bender.
But I'm also trying to think of like him coming from DBZ too. Because I'm like, do you want more action than story?
Well, also maybe I should mention he's an artist. So something that he can
put on. So something
like
visually
on?
Pleasing.
Fate.
Fate has a story. Fate it has Zero. Really good graphics.
Fate Zero.
I would recommend Kill la Kill if you want something like that.
That's
for
a hell
visual.
Fan service. That's straight.
Or Gurren Lagann.
If he's just like...
Actually, stop. Man, everybody stop. John just figured it out. Gurren Lagann.
Gurren Lagann.
Gurren Lagann's the
it has
perfect
a story.
One.
It has a lot of like action.
Gurren Lagann.
Found it. Gurren Lagann.
John found it. Ooh. Mello found it.
You know the vibes. You know the vibes, baby.
All right. Next one. Why do y'all think that we haven't gotten a real second season of High School of the Dead?
Because people weren't watching it.
And when people were watching it, it was a small group of people, which is probably us four and like 100 other people scattered sitting around the world.
Like, I underwear. Feel like they were expecting,
eating chicken nuggets.
They were expecting zombies and titties. No sauce. They were expecting zombies and titties to like test well, and it just didn't test as well as they thought it was going to test.
And the era it came out, I think what was popping during that era in terms of like anime style, like the themes, wasn't it the high school theme?
It wasn't even the style. It's just shonen was literally at an all-time high, so everybody was literally just focusing on shonen at the time.
Yeah, that is true.
Especially the holy shonen trinity, where it was like Bleach, One Piece, Naruto. Oh
my god.
They just, nobody was paying attention to anything else at the time.
Yeah.
And especially there was a lot of bangers high school at the time. Part.
Yeah.
Sometimes high school, when you start high school, any anime that starts with high school, it's usually a shoujo.
Yeah.
Or a slice of life.
Even though it doesn't have a second season now, that doesn't mean it's never going to have a second season. Sometimes second seasons or third seasons or fourth season, they come out like years later.
Yeah.
Perfect example is Hajime no Ippo. Hajime no Ippo first came out in like the 90s or maybe like the late 80s, but it came out and then I want to say in like the 2010s, so like 10, 20 years later, they actually revamped and redesigned the animation so it was more modern. And it came out fantastic. It was absolutely beautiful. Like they added like this smoke effect. So like the body steam that was coming off their body was creating like this weird dope ass steam effect. It was fire.
Yep.
And it literally inspired other animes like Megalobox or Levius, things of that nature. And that's what I'm saying. Like,
you gotta also take into account, like, these are studios.
Yeah.
These studios are...
Studio deals mean a lot more than anything right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not the only anime coming out of them, too, because we got Togashi here. Facts. That drops a fucking chapter of Hunter x Hunter every 4 years. You think we're gonna get another episode of Hunter x Hunter? No, they're gonna wait 10 more years, reboot it again, drop another arc.
Hunter x Hunter is basic.
That's it.
Hunter x Hunter is basic. I'm saying that right now.
Anyways, but you know,
Hunter x Hunter is some people's first anime.
Yeah, which I would never recommend to be their first, but people
shut
jump
up,
into
Trisha.
I love you.
Fuck you, Trisha. Just kidding. I'm gonna tone that out.
See, he took that too far.
Yeah, she's gonna come for you now.
She's not gonna.
She's
gonna
have to open the door. Like, I heard you say something.
She's never gonna listen to this.
Her in her tiny body. I heard you talk shit.
Only time she's gonna pull up on me about this is if someone tells her I said that, and that's
right
when
now.
I'll know who said it.
I'm literally going to tell her. Like, in this
I'm
moment.
Snitching. That's my best friend.
I'm about snitching. To dry snitch right now. All right. One last question. Go ahead.
All right. So I don't know if this is saying like, do you recommend it or like just talk about if it's good? So it's just talk about the new DBZ series. So they just want some info on the DBZ series.
If you don't care about the technicality to it, then you'll be fine. That's okay.
Hold on,
I can say.
Hold on. I'm so sorry. What do you mean by they want info on the DBZ series?
A synopsis. So all he just said was, ooh, talk about the new DBZ series. I want some info on that. So I'm not trying.
I think they want like an experience, a customer review experience on it. Maybe like, what do you think about the new Draco DBS?
I'm going to sit over here because I don't.
All right. So this is what I'm going to say about DBZ, right? This is going to
DBS.
Is it DBS or all of the Dragon Ball?
No. So the newest.
Dragon Ball Super.
Yes.
So Dragon Ball Super is a very necessary improvement in the Dragon Ball series. The reason I say that is because Dragon Ball Super corrected a lot of mistakes that they made when doing Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball. Hence why, if you look at Dragon Ball Super, a lot of the continuity was retconned by the author and other authors like Toyotaro and some of the other artists. I'm sorry, I'm not going to get... I feel like... Should I be getting that in the...
No, not really.
Okay,
he probably doesn't know any of that.
You're right. I'll keep it
surface. You sound smart, though. Go ahead. You won't balance this out.
You're sounding like, really great right now.
I'm sorry. I'll keep it surface level, right? So, realistically speaking, for example, in Dragon Ball Super, Vegeta got a lot more respect as a character in Dragon Ball Super than he did in Dragon Ball Z. if you'll notice, Vegeta wins a lot more fights. He's shown a lot more, gets a lot more screen time, gets a lot more like lines in the series in Dragon Ball Super than he does in Dragon Ball Z. In Dragon Ball Z, Vegeta had probably like three great moments. Like three significantly great moments, which was like the last desperation against Majin Buu. Pretty much anything Majin Vegeta did was probably like really dope. His first entry when he first fought Goku, and then I can't even think of anything else. Vegeta just really was bitched throughout all of Dragon Ball Z. It was annoying. Especially because he was such a dope character introduced. But that's besides the point. I feel like in Dragon Ball Super, they don't drag things as much as Dragon Ball Z did. They respect a lot of characters a lot more than Dragon Ball Z did. Instead of just focusing on Goku, 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 Goku. Where it's like, yes, there's a focus on Goku, but now there's more of a respect for other characters. So there's other character growth like Vegeta, Gohan, Krillin makes a comeback. Android 18 and 17 make a comeback. Majin Buu gets a skinny form for a brief moment. Frieza makes a comeback. Broly is finally made canon in a real way, and it's fire. Like, Dragon Ball Super literally did what we've all been waiting for. And we knew it was going to come, especially when you watched Dragon Ball Z Kai. And Dragon Ball Z Kai was literally Dragon Ball Z, but just fixed. That's really all it was. So if you're looking at Dragon Ball Super, I would definitely look forward to a lot of things that are corrected within the storytelling aspect, especially during the Goku Black arc. Absolutely.
That was a good arc.
Great arc.
That was a great arc.
The Goku Black arc was so good, where they brought back Future Trunks. And anytime you bring back Future Trunks, you know it's about to be a good story.
Yeah, I like the philosophy to the whole arc. It was really good.
It was absolutely beautiful, well executed. I had no complaints about it, honestly.
Big facts.
And I liked the differential between what happened in the manga as opposed to what happened in the actual anime. So in the manga, the way that Fused Zamasu was destroyed was Goku actually mimicked Beerus's attack, Hakai, which is destruction in English translation. But in the anime, Trunks creates like this spirit sword, and then cuts Fused Zamasu in half.
Shout out to Yu Yu Hakusho.
And I loved both of those endings. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. I genuinely believe that if you're watching Dragon Ball Super, you're genuinely going to have a good time.
Okay. That was a good one. I don't know.
You want me to go next?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So my take on DBS or Dragon Ball Super is that it's this. We reached a point in technology where we can see how Dragon Ball Super would have looked like back then right now. So if one thing I could wish for myself was if they could redo DBZ with this technology, it would be 100 times better than Dragon Ball Super, in my opinion, because I love the Cell Saga. Mm-hmm. So if I saw the Cell Saga with today's animation, it would be ridiculous. But what I can say is, if you're not a technical person, like how Barbette explained it and how me and him probably grew up watching Dragon Ball Super, GT, whatever. If you jump into this and you start watching it, you're just going to enjoy it. But there's going to be a few little things you're going to be like, the fuck? And that's only because of how much time you put in your life into Dragon Ball. And if I were to name one section, it would just be that Gohan and Goku fight. When Gohan trained with Piccolo, and Piccolo was whooping his ass for like 4 days.
Four whole days.
And I was like, what is? You're a fucking Saiyan. But I understood because they did the power scaling. It made sense.
At the time, it made sense.
I was only mad because I'm like, you're letting Piccolo beat your ass? But then I'm like, I have to give Piccolo more credit than what he deserves. Because he gets Piccolo strength through meditation.
Undeniably, so, like...
Best father in the world.
Best father in the world. But as far as power scaling goes, he's at the level of a Super Saiyan 2.
He is. Yeah.
Super Saiyan 2 is where Piccolo's at right now.
So what I can say is if you want to watch Dragon Ball Super, come into it with an open mind, open heart, and get into it. I can definitely tell you the arcs are great. The progression is great. Take your time. And if you're a technical person, that's the only thing you're going to regret. But aside from that, I enjoyed it.
Of the Earthlings with no Saiyan blood in them, Piccolo is undeniably the strongest.
Mm. Yeah. It goes Piccolo and then Krillin, and that's it.
No, Piccolo then Tien.
You think Tien's stronger than Krillin?
100%. Tien Shinhan? He's a champion of the Shinkai Budokai, Tenkaichi Budokai tournament.
Oh, well, all right. I'll let you have that.
Tien won the Tenkaichi Budokai before Goku did. And he beat Goku to do it. Don't disrespect Tien Shinhan.
I don't think he's good, but whatever.
Tri-form technique? Tri-beam?
So Tati. So
what?
Frankie. Well, Tati, you could go too.
What?
What's your opinion?
Okay, so you guys are going to hate me, but I actually have not watched...
You haven't watched Dragon Ball Super?
Yeah.
Is there a reason why?
No, I will say I have not watched all of the Dragon Ball in its entirety. I have not watched much.
Yeah. It's fine. I mean, really? If it's not you, then that's you.
No, it's not that so obviously growing up, like we started on Toonami or just started on Cartoon Network. So I always changed it. I wasn't into anime back then, so I always changed it. Now that I am, I do want to get into it. It just seems like so long of a series that I don't know.
It's an investment, I can tell you that.
Exactly. I would just look at One Piece and be like, yo, at least it's not One Piece.
That is true.
Dead ass. Okay. At least it's not One Piece.
So I don't have, you know.
Dragon Ball is a great series. I don't care what anybody says.
I definitely would like to.
Dragon Ball is funny, it's quirky, it's exciting.
It could have been ecchi, but they saw where the bag was, so they stopped being ecchi.
Because it was borderline a hentai back then.
It was.
Borderline.
I saw like the first couple episodes of...
It was like episode one, Bulma flashed her pussy at fucking Goku. Yeah.
Yes, that's what I saw, and I was like, wait, this... They can show this?
Yeah.
In Japan, yes.
Goku was on the Nimbus with Chi-Chi, and then he kicked her pussy. He's like, oh, you ain't got a dick.
Yes.
He's like, you know, I fuck with that. I was like, what? And she's like, well, since you touched me, you gonna be my bride? He's like, fuck it. And then the tournament came. He's like, oh, shit. Yeah, you're my wife. That's it.
That's how they got together.
Literally how they got together.
She literally started beating his ass, and she was like, yo... You forgot me. He was like, what are you talking about? She was like, you said you were going to be my husband. He was like,
I don't know what that food.
He was like, I thought that was food. But he was like, hilarious. He was like, yeah, sure. I'll be your husband. Fuck it.
That's how she got Goku. I don't know what it is, but it sounds cool.
Yeah.
That's how she got the strongest Saiyan of all time.
Dragon Ball Super, funniest episode, right? So Goku instant transmissions to Vegeta's house, right?
I remember that.
He instant transmissions to Vegeta's house. And Bulma's like naked because, you know, Vegeta was laying down the mean pipe. Out of nowhere, Goku shows up and he's like, oh, my bad. I didn't mean to interrupt. And he was like, Goku, what the fuck are you doing in my crib?
It ain't even his crib. That's when you know Vegeta was toxic. It's like, what are you doing in my capsule corpse hole?
He was like, bro, I just wanted to know, yo, why are you letting Bulma touch your mouth with her mouth? He was like, Vegeta was like, kissing? He was like, you've never kissed your wife? You have two children. How do you not kiss your wife? Goku was like, gross.
Oh, God.
And he was like, all right, I'm going to head out.
He said, I'm going to head out. It's the transmissions. Bro, it was crazy. I loved Super. Because Super brought back that nostalgic, like...
They gave you the Dragon Ball vibe.
Yeah, that nuanced, like, comedy in between episodes. I remember that one time Gohan cheated on Videl in Dragon Ball Super, but it really wasn't his fault, though. Because, like, he was the Great Saiyan Man. And, like, people love the Great Saiyan. Humans, just so you know, in the Dragon Ball universe, people love Great Saiyan Man. So, they found out Gohan was actually Great Saiyan Man. And the girl was like, I love Great Saiyan Man. starts sucking on his face, and he was like, "Hey, I got a wife and a kid. I can't be doing this shit." She was like, "I don't give a fuck, though." He was like, "But I do." Go easy. Go easy.
But yeah, I too am not in the DBZ universe at all.
You won't be disappointed if you ever get started.
Yeah, you really wouldn't.
It's one of those that I'm like, one day I might. It's just there's so much on my plate that I'd want to and I have been looking forward to before I would go to.
Now that I know you, I understand why you haven't watched it, because you're a slice of life girl. Slice of life. So I understand.
Listen, I have millions of titles like that I've watched in shoujo and slice of life, so like, yeah,
I respect absolutely it. Absolutely, yes, I respect it.
Thank you.
So,
yo, we've come to the end of the podcast. We missed out on a lot of segments today because we were talking so much about this. This was really good, though. Thank you for bringing all these questions.
Yeah, that was dope.
Honestly, I didn't realize we were going to have so many questions. So next time, we're probably going to have to start off with the questions. Yeah,
I didn't realize either.
Bet. Yeah, because there's a lot of things that, a lot of segments, like, for example, what the fuck have you been watching?
Yeah,
there's a lot of segments.
That's okay, because I didn't watch anything new this week, so.
Same. I mean, I've been basic.
I've revisited one of the ones that I have, so I'll talk about that next time.
I actually just finished a series this morning.
Of course you did.
Gundam Build Divers.
I heard about that one.
Gundam Build Divers, very quick. Gundam Build Divers takes the whole Gundam universe and actually takes it so that, imagine a world where everybody knows what Gundams are and they watch the TV series like Gundam, but they created a video game where you take statuettes of Gundams and then battle them. So you can battle any Gundam from any generation against each other, and that is the series, where it's like them just battling different Gundams of different generations. It's actually a very interesting series. Tiny? No, so yes, they're miniatures, but in the world, it's a virtual world where they're actually life size.
Oh, okay, that makes a little more sense.
Yeah, it's the animation is fire. So I ended up watching Gundam Build Divers because I found out that Gundam's latest series is Gundam Build Divers Re-Rise. Because you know how Japanese loves to put re in front of things like it means anything. I don't
like
get it.
Like Re-Zero?
Re-Zero.
It doesn't make
Tokyo
sense.
Re.
Tokyo Re. Yeah. I don't get it. I don't. But it doesn't matter. So they have a series called Gundam Build Divers Re-Rise. And I didn't want to not know what was going on, so I decided to watch Gundam Build Divers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was the latest series that I watched.
I think I revisited what it's called. I think it's called Myru. Myru, something like that.
Myru?
It's about a demon Myru? Lord that, like, they get married to the hero. Like, he's like, "I'm about to kill you."
Is it on Netflix?
And she's like, "But do you really want to kill me, though?" Ooh. And then she's like, "Well, I mean, I made it all the way here," and they're like, she's like, "I'm trying to keep it."
It's on Netflix, isn't it?
I think it might be on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been watching Isekai Mayu. Cheat Magician.
Yeah, it is called Mayu.
Isekai Cheat Magician, great series.
It's really good.
It is a good one. I've watched that one. I think I'm still watching that
one. I'm literally so thoroughly surprised that I really enjoyed it that much. Because I remember reading the synopsis and I was like, "Oh, this is going to be straight, I guess." But it really came out really good.
Yeah.
Damn, when this episode
comes. It's not bad.
All right, so I think this is a great place to stop. We thank you so much. Please keep on giving us these submissions because these questions are fucking amazing.
Yeah,
I like them a lot.
Great questions, guys. But until next week, we love you and stay frosty, baby.
Make it.
Thank you for tuning in on Otaku Cafe episode 3. Like, subscribe, and share, and make sure to tune in for episode 4. We'll be here weekly, but we know you'll be back because you know you like it nerdy.